The company, Remcol Limited, they will commence the development. I would think by the end of the year, they will have a, as they call it, an ambulance docking station there and staff, GP facilities, primary care. They will have also what's known as CAM, the Child and Adult Mental Health Services, speech and language, all of the services that go with the primary care centre.
In terms of the funding that is in place, there shouldn't be any delay, any undue delay in actually having the money there to ensure that this can proceed.
Well, of course, the fact that it's public-private partnership, it's a matter for the company who are developing this to provide the funding, and then the HSE will lease it back as part of a long-term lease. So the initial capital funding is not a problem at all.
And in terms of staffing?
I'm told that there could be up to 100 or more there, and that would be major for Donegal Town.
But what we know from the discussions, particularly about the short stay ward at Letterkenny University Hospital, is that very often in these instances, it's actually the staffing can be the problem, securing the funding to get them and then the interview process and then having the time to actually hire and secure them. You're confident that that will all be in train, so when the building is there, the staff are going to be there to operate it?
Well, my understanding that it will, and that once it's completed, that it, within a short time afterwards, after it's equipped, funding will be available to employ the staff. Unlike the situation that we've had in Letterkenny, but thankfully progress has been made there.